What's up, everybody? Welcome to my first episode of Spitballing with JT on this speaker app. What I wanted to get at is, hang on a second, let me plug in some secondary headphones with a mic. Because I don't want to literally sit here with my phone in my hand the whole time. That's better. Much better. All right. Yay. Anyways, that's what I was saying. So, I'm not doing the greatest. I'm a little under the weather. But I'm going to do my best to attempt to do a solo podcast because I need to start being a little bit more consistent for you guys. I know I haven't been, and I it's because I like to tend to have a guest when I podcast, and I'm kind of a loner, so I don't get very many guests. So, hence why I've been podcasting for several years, and I'm only in podcast number 20-something. I tend to do these every so often. Go figure. This is going to be a quick little podcast, because I got to go see my cousin. But I'm going to see if I can talk him into doing one with me, as we're just sitting there smoking weed at Tim Hortons. But, let's get started here. A few things I wanted to talk to, I'll talk about were the fact, of the matter of everything that's been going on in the news recently. It's one of those things where, first off, let's hit off Trump. Trump's running for president, and that's all anybody is ever talking about when politics tends to come up these days. It's Trump this, Trump that, and you get a spitter spatter of Hillary Clinton in there. But over here in Canada, we have the Canadian election going on. And I got to vote in, 12, 14 days. And I know nothing, literally dick all, about fucking anybody's policies this year. Like, the mainstream news media of my life, which I'm all over the place. I haven't been paying attention to anything to do with Canadian politics. I don't know anything that's going on with Harper. I don't know any of Trudeau's policies except that he wants to make weed legal, which, hey, yeah, I'm for, but that comes with its pros and that comes with its cons. Like, there's a lot of people who rely on that as a form of income, and if you make it legal, you might be taking away that income. So it's like a double-edged sword. Yeah, those people are doing something illegal, but it's provided like a little economy over there on the West Coast. That's everything revolves around the weed fucking growing season up there. So it's one of those things where, okay, yeah, that could be all right, but Then who's the other candidates? Those are the only fucking two I know. And, I got 2 weeks to figure this shit out. And, Like, I could just keep, all I keep seeing up here is that stupid fucking commercial. Well, he's not ready yet. And it's, they got like an Indian guy at the end saying, like, oh, nice hair though. And he's doing like the fucking Russell Peters head bob for his fucking, when he's impersonating his father. Like, it's so racist if that guy is not, like, if he's like the stereotypical Indian dude. Anyways, I digress. But the next thing that's been all over everywhere, Caitlyn Jenner. Why did I say that so slowly? So that I didn't fuck it up and actually call her him and him her, because him is a her now, and you can't call her him. It's one of those things. But it was just in the news recently that she's been. Wow, see, look, I did it. She's been found not like she's not being charged for, I guess, murder in the car accident that she was in as Bruce and then transitioned. Like, I don't know if the transition had anything to do with it, but imagine if it did. That's kind of skewing the justice system. Like, who's the next person that's going to try this out? They kill somebody and then transition to fucking female and get off. That'd be, I'm not saying it's like a mastermind plot or anything, but it's a fucking little shifty idea. A couple more things I wanted to touch on is it was National Podcast Day this week, and I wanted to thank everybody personally for supporting me throughout the years and being awesome and providing artwork for us here. Oh, who am I kidding? It's just me. I say us as if it's more than us. It used to be more than me. And that was when I had a girlfriend, and that was when she was filling out everything. But I don't have a girlfriend right now, so it's one of those things. But anyways, on to the next little topic here. I wanted to let everybody know I set up what's called, what's the name of it? Let me see if I can pull up the name here. It's a donation thing. I still have my my GoFundMe, but nobody's ever donated to that for me. I have a Patreon set up where you can donate to me directly, and if you'd like, that'd be pretty awesome. Yeah, that's when people can donate. Please, every time you're donating, I'm every time. I got some laughs with that one, eh? I'm liking this new app. Yeah, Snapchat. No, not Snapchat. This is Speakers app. Because this has been fun. I know it's quick, but these are going to get longer and drastically longer, considering if me and Van Dad ever sit down to do one again, it's probably going to hit the 3-hour mark on Ustream over there. Ustream over there, Adair over there. Over there, Adair. There's a few last things I wanted to touch on. And that is, I'm doing comedy, at the Corner on Monday nights now, and I'm also doing, Sonic Cafe on Tuesday nights. You can find me at both those spots. And also on Monday, you can go by Monarch Tavern on the Danforth at around 8:30 to 10. And I should be there. If not, I will be at the next spot, at the Corner. The Corner is 163 John Street, downtown Toronto, at the Corner. That is, the infamous Puff Mama, and, do you remember her friend Joe Rangatang from Twitter? Joe Tuchito? He has opened his own comedy club. I wanted to give them a special shout out. Go down there, tell them Jordan sent you, and, maybe, he'll start realizing that I got a little bit of a following. So fucking throw me up on stage, not on an open mic night. So, and if you guys would do that, I'd much appreciate it. Come on out and fucking have a ball. The next podcast I'm going to be doing is, we're going to have a special guest of the hip-hop community here in the Six. Somebody who's worked with Drake in his come up. He just got out of the pen, so it's going to be an interesting conversation nonetheless. I want to hear all the ins and outs of what it's like from a black man's point of view and perspective coming out of the system up here. And I'm trying to get, we will have Mark James Heath joining us, a Toronto comedian. He'll be joining me with Mayhem Moriarty, hopefully. And he's from the South Side, Chicago. And he now lives up here and performs up here full time. And it should be an interesting perspective to have somebody from the South Side of Chicago who's got that background and the background that Uncle Maury's got, Moriarty. So it's gonna be a definitely must fucking listen podcast. Alright, people? Don't fucking sleep on this one. Don't sleep. This shit is going to be live. I will have Mayhem Moriarty here with me, along with Mark James Heath, next week, folks. All right, we're going to be setting this up within the next, like, I'll be setting it up this weekend, let's put it that way. And it's Friday night at 10:30 right now, so let's just say I'll have it for you guys during the week. All right, thank you so much for listening to another special edition of Spitballin' with JT. I'm your host, Jordan B. Thompson, the hostest with the mostest, the laughs with the calves. Remember that. No, that's real fucking tacky. You can come out in Thursday nights at Yuck Yucks in Mississauga. You can catch me there. Or I'm going to be working the Yuck Yucks in Ajax soon. So check that shit out. Stay on Twitter at Jordan Real Talk, Jordan _ Real Talk. Follow me there, a.k.a. Geo, Jordan, a.k.a. Geo. I've been throwing that out there. What's the Geo for? That's the short form for my Italian name. What's my Italian name? Giordano. Yes, that's what it sounds like in Italian. That's Jordan in Italian. So feel free if you see me on the street to call me by that name. Because shit, all my fucking friends used to do it when growing up in Bowmanville. They used to think it's fucking funny, but and let's see how quick I want to regret saying that. Anyways, that's it, folks. If you've got any comments, questions, please leave them in the comment section below. I'm seeing if I have any music that I can exit on. Let's see here. Thank you for joining me.